Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program, a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I want to go ahead and thank all of you all for tuning in each and every week. I really appreciate you being with us on our Friday night ministry. Before we get started, I want to once again introduce a spiritual provocation that's coming out on, I believe it's February 24th. Spiritual publication coming out on February 24th. The name of the publication, just so that you will know, we're getting that together for you as we speak. It's called Your Weekly Inspirational Thought for Spiritual Enrichment. It's designed for the sole purpose to bring you to a closer walk with God. This publication will certainly support this ministry. It's only $4.95. $4.95 per month, which is about 16.2 cents per day. Now, that's nothing. If you think about it, that's nothing to develop a closer walk with God. This publication, and let me just give you a little bit on it. It's some questions on, do you ever feel or have ever felt like you were alone with no one in your corner? You ever wondered if God is out to lunch or on vacation when it seems you need him most? Are you stuck in a rut where it seems no way out? Does life seem to be passing you by while others are succeeding? Are you in or gravitating to the wrong relationships? Has your marriage or relationship failed and you can't understand why? Are you having problems with your children, your relationship, your health, your finances, your job, your career, profession, or your spiritual life? And of course, if you answer yes to any of these questions, then without a doubt, this publication could be just what you need to get back on track with the one who holds all the answers. The one that holds all the answers for your life and is waiting patiently to help you through your challenges. Now, once again, this publication is designed with the sole purpose of enriching your spiritual walk with God through the power of his word and practical stories in the form of scenarios and daily activities that will assist you in aligning your life with his perfect will for your life. Now, we will soon have a sample of the publication online for your listening, for your viewing. So once again, it's called Your Weekly Inspirational Thought for Spiritual Enrichment. This publication is a must read, and you'll be able to just simply go in and download it. Each and every week with the 7 days of activities that will, if you follow the instructions, I believe it's guaranteed to help you develop a closer relationship with God. It is also based on numerous scriptures throughout. That's right, it's going to have a lot of scriptures in there for your daily activities. I just can't wait. We're so excited about this publication coming out that it's going to be, I mean, just to give you a little tidbit on it, Each activity may include a series of questions and scriptures to provide the reader, that's you, with information for consideration that may include guidance, direction, assistance, and support along your journey towards spiritual enrichment. And each day, like I said, 7 days of activities where you're actually having to become involved. That's right. You're not just reading some scriptures. You're not just reading some questions, but you're actually having to become involved in this process. Because if you really want to get a closer walk with God, it's going to require you to take some action. It's going to require you to do something. You know, you want God to do something for you. He's already blessing you. You want to see some blessings really manifest in your life. You really want to see that? Then I say align your life with God's perfect will for your life. And through this publication, I am certain that you will see things begin to manifest. All right, you're listening live to your half-hour inspirational program, component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We've got a very good program for you tonight. We're doing part five. Actually, we're going to combine two parts tonight, parts five and six of this 10-part series, God's Promises, where we're talking about guaranteed success based on the promises of God. Now, as I've been saying over these last several parts, that God has a number of promises out there. And unlike man, God does not lie. Unlike man, God knows what he wants. Unlike man, God knows what's best for all of us. He knows what's best for all of us. So no matter what your situation, no matter what your circumstances, I'm coming to understand through the wisdom that God has given me that, you know what, the trials and tribulations and situations that we face in life that may be the result of some bad decisions or good decisions that we've made in our lives, there's still a learning process. See, God loves us so much that regardless of what we're going through, there's still a learning process. You may be going through something with your kid and wondering, why is this kid not getting it right? You know, he's now 15 years of age. But then you have to reflect sometimes and ask yourself the question, did I train him up in the way that he should go? Did I do what the scriptures recommended? To train up a child in the way he should go, when he is older, he will not depart. Did I do that? And then, you know, you have to, sometimes you start to wonder, where does this child get this behavior from? Where does this happen? I mean, how is this that is going on that way? Well, you know, as you reflect, get into God's word, and that's what this publication will do. It will take you through God's word. It will help you to understand some things, because Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. So when you can identify maybe why the child is behaving the way he is or she is, then once you can reflect on that, then perhaps you may come to a better way of understanding, now how can I deal with this? And, you know, so many parents, I want to say this, it's unfortunate that so many parents feel that their kids out there, they are doing all the right things with them. They're putting them in these various programs. They're making sure that they're monitoring their education, whether in elementary, middle school, or high school. They're doing that. They're supporting them. They're supporting them in different things. And so, you know, the fact of the matter becomes, and then things just aren't going right within the child's spirit or the children's spirit. And the parent can't seem to understand why. They can't understand why. And they're just constantly just trying to figure out, why is my child misbehaving like this? Well, they're probably taking them to church once in a while. And then they're probably not taking them where their spirits can be fed in a children's church. So what happens is, as they go through this, as they go through that, then they're wondering, okay, where's my child? Because you're not getting that child the food that he or she needs, which is that spiritual food from God, which is that spiritual food from God. So that's what it was, that spiritual food from God. And, you know, if they're not getting, they may be getting everything else, everything else. You know, you're taking them to these various programs. You're taking them to monitoring their education. But if you're not giving them the spiritual needs of what they need, you know, then, you know what? I hate to say it. I'm not going to say that all of that other stuff is in vain, but that is what, there has to be a connection. There has to be that spiritual connection with God. And I think that that's one of the most important things, because when things start to go wrong in their lives, when they become adults, then they will know who to call upon when no longer mom is around or dad is around, and now they are adults. They will know that they have a father in God. They will know that they have a mother in God. They will know that they have all of this through the Heavenly Father that has created them. So when you're thinking about that, I just want you to reflect for a moment to realize that it is God who blesses us. It's God that gives us what we need, that spiritual component. Now, if you'd like to make a comment on tonight's broadcast, certainly we would love to hear from you. You can simply press 1, and we would entertain any questions or thoughts that you may have based on the spiritual aspect of what we're talking about tonight. Guaranteed success based on the promises of God. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with part 6 and part 7. And, you know, one of the things I say, if you really want guaranteed success, and then, of course, all of us measure success in different ways. Some people measure success by what they have, what they've accomplished academically. Some people measure success by finances. Some people measure success just by simply reaching a goal to buy a new house or to buy a used car. So success comes to us all in different forms and different formats. So, but I can tell you this. The Bible tells us that all things are possible to he who believes. And if you find one of these promises of God, then let me tell you something. You will not be disappointed. And put his word back to him. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about a teacher, just briefly. I'm going to tell you a story about a teacher. And I think I shared this with you on last week's broadcast. And for those of you all that are new and listening for the first time, perhaps I'll reiterate this story. Well, the teacher would give his word and say, I'm going to punish this class, the entire class, if I hear any noise in the classroom. He said, now, the only way that I won't punish the entire class is if somebody must remind me of the very words that I'm about to say, that you would not punish the whole class because of the actions of one or a few students, because that's not really fair. And so he said, but if you don't remind me of those words, then I'm going to punish this whole class. Well, actually, it was just a test. It was a test to see if the students, if any one of them at any given time, would actually remind the teacher of his word. And so the teacher would sometimes walk out of the classroom just so that the children could be tested to see who's making the noise. He wasn't trying to encourage them to tell on each other, but he was just simply trying to get them to put his word back to him. He wanted them to know that he was a man of his word, that he would not punish everybody for the misbehavior of one or two kids. And so he would go back into the classroom and he says, that's it, this whole class is placed under punishment. And then and he gave that authoritative voice, and it never failed, because it was always one kid that would remember and would raise his or her hand and say, you said that you would never punish the entire class for the actions or behaviors of one or two people. And they had it down to a science. And then the teacher would say, I said that. And then the students would say, yes, you said that. And then they would all in concert remember that those were the words of the teacher. So the teacher honored his words by not punishing the whole class. You see, it was a test for them. And God gives us tests. He allows us to go through tests, you know, for educational purposes, for learning, for spiritual enrichment. And if we're not going through that test, if we're not going to pass that test, we will go through a series of these tests, and we may even repeat a great number of them over the years. Think about it when you are involved in relationships and you keep gravitating to the wrong relationship. Well, that's what this publication will be talking about. It will be giving you scripture based on the Word of God. And if you are subscribed to this publication, it's only $4.95 a month. $4.95 a month, and it's empowered with the Word of God. Your life is bound to change as a result of your being involved with this publication, because it causes your brain and your hands to have to work in unison together, which means you've got to, as you read it, as you begin to digest it, as you begin to understand it, and then coupled with the prayer, you're praying that God will give the Holy Spirit to you so that you can discern some of this information. So now, just like when you find the promises of God and you start to find these scriptures in the publication, when you find them there, you know, you can hold God to his word. God, you said that you would never leave or forsake me. God, you said, you know, find those promises that fit your situation. And I can assure you, no matter what it is, that those things will manifest. Because God's word, if he says, let there be light, there can't be darkness when he said, let there be light. There has to be light. When he says that in Malachi 3:8, I will pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. There, it has to happen. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. If you're doing your part, God's going to do his part. We're going to go to the phone line right now, and we're going to communicate with 205-908. You're on your half-hour inspirational program. And who do we have with us this evening? And welcome.
This is Willie.
Willie, nice to have you with us, Willie. Thank you for joining us this evening. Do you have a thought based on promises, guaranteed success based on the Word of God, the promises of God?
He said that his word would not return unto him void, once we give it to him, you know. But see, we got to be wrapped up and tied up into him. We just can't come to God any kind of way. He said you must come to him that you believe that he is, because he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So once we accepted him as our personal Savior and we're wrapped up and tied up into him, we can ask anything in his name and he will give it to us. So a lot of times we may not think that we are blessed because we don't have like those two things that you said, riches or those other things that you were saying and all. But a lot of times we have wisdom. Because wisdom is better than rubies, as I was sharing with the children today. So, but wisdom comes from God, okay? And a lot of times people think that when they go to school and they get all of this book knowledge and all, they got it all. But they can lack wisdom, they can lack understanding. But God gives us wisdom. He gives us the prudence and all that, what we need, you know. But I think that, you know, what you were saying about we're blessed beyond compare when we trust in God, because he's always there to sustain us and to keep us. So that's my take on it.
Okay, just for my listening audience that may not be familiar with the terminology of wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up with God, can you kind of break those three things down for us, if you would,
mm-hmm.
Willie? Wrapped up, and tangled up.
Right.
For these things to manifest.
What I mean by that is that, if you recall, if you read the Bible at all, when you read about Enoch and some of the other prophets and so forth, they were into God. Okay, a lot of times we're into sports, we're into women, we're into men, we're into other things, but Enoch was into God, and what he did, he had an intimate relationship with him on a daily basis, more than one time a day. Like, he would pray to God, you know, in the morning, I can imagine in the evening and at night as well. But by the same token, while not only was he praying to him, he was studying his word as well. So because the Bible lets us know that prayer doesn't bring God down to us, it takes us up to God. So the more we pray, the more we're drawing closer to him. And then he communicates to us through his word. And we're communicating through him through prayer. So when I say tied up, tangled up, and wrapped up in Jesus, I'm saying that we must feed upon his word. We must pray to him. And, you know, sometimes it means fasting. You know, just saying, well, I'm going to fast some sweets. I'm going to fast some food or water, whatever. Okay, so that's how you get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up into him.
Well, Willie, let me ask you this question. Do you think that there are ever times when people say, well, you know what, I've heard the expression that I'm all prayed up, Does that, I mean, mm-hmm. does that mean that you can be all prayed up? Is there such a thing, in your opinion, that one can be all prayed up and that means you don't need any more prayer? That's what my take. My understanding would be if I'm all prayed up.
Every day is a new experience with Jesus. As you've heard that saying before, every day is a new experience with Jesus. Every day is sweeter than the day before. So as we go through life, we can't say that once saved, always saved. Because we're finite in nature, and we're subject to sin on a daily basis. And we do sin. We may slip, but you don't stay into that little rut that you're in. You get back up and you ask for forgiveness so the Lord can wipe the slate clean and start afresh with you. So every day is like a new experience. It's like a new beginning each day.
Okay, so when people say that they're once saved, and I heard you mention that, always saved, that's obviously not a true statement. And why is that not?
It's not because, as I mentioned earlier, that we're subject to sin. We're mortal beings, and mortal beings are carnate, are carnal by nature. Okay, I mean, there's a war that's going on within our bodies. Okay, the war against the flesh and the war against the spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. So there's a constant battle going on, and we're servants to who we yield ourselves to obey. So who we constantly obey, that's who we're servants to. So if we're obeying the devil, we're doing exactly what he says. But if we're obeying God, we're doing what he says. So we can't be once saved, always saved, because the Bible says that we sin on a daily basis and all, but we have to ask God to renew us, to revive us, okay, to reform us on a daily basis. Every day we need to be praying so we can have a closer walk with him, so we can try to see if he'll allow us to get rid of those sins that so easily beset us. And we can't do it on our own, not in our own strength.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. From your perspective, and tonight's topic is guaranteed success based on the promises of God, parts 5 and 6, we've combined them. How would you, first of all, let me ask you, how do you measure or define success? Then secondly, how can you have success guaranteed based on the promises of God?
Well, I think even though you made it into two questions, I can answer basically in one phrase or one sentence basically, because guaranteed success, okay, how would I measure success? I get that success by trusting in God. He gives us the success. That's why some people think success is being financially blessed or whatever. Some think having the greatest education and all. But I think even beyond that, having Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you're living up to the standards that you know, you already have been successful because he has blessed you. And I feel that that's what happened to me. I may not, and like Peter said, out of 7 gold have I none, but all that I have, I'm going to give it to you. All that I have, I'm going to give. I may not have the silver and gold or the riches of life, but all that I have, I'm going to give it to you. So success, it depends on the individual, you know, how you're looking at success. Some people think the riches of this world. Some think, you know, cars and women or men or whatever. But I think when we have Jesus Christ, then we have nothing but success.
Okay, that's an interesting perspective. Let me ask this question, because we're talking about guaranteed success based on the promises of God. What about people who, let's say, have gone to church all of their lives, or a large percentage of their lives? They're now perhaps in their late 50s, early 60s, or so forth and so on, spent more than 40 years in the church, and they find themselves still struggling financially. Does that have anything to do with God and them not being successful?
I think going
Christians,
to church.
Let's say, Willie, they're good Christians, but mm-hmm. you know, they don't really even have enough to meet to give a liberal offering to the church.
Well, I think a lot of this probably is opinionated and all. Even for me to even say what I'm about to say, it could be very much subjective as well. But a lot of times we don't use what God has given us wisely. Okay, now over the years, you know, you've gone to church. I mean, you've been around for 50 years or so. You didn't put your money aside. You didn't invest into anything at all. You live from paycheck to paycheck rather than preparing for, you know, a rainy day. I mean, if you make $10, you got to save at least one. You have to prepare for rainy days. God has given us, you heard me talk about wisdom. He's given us wisdom and all. So you can't just say, well, now that I'm older, I don't have any money and all. What did you do over those 50 years? Did you just live from paycheck to paycheck? Or did you put something aside for a rainy day? You have to do that in order to sustain yourself later on down the line. He tells us to occupy until he comes and all. A lot of times people can't handle success. They can't handle an overabundance of money because the minute they got an overabundance of money, they say, well, forget God. It's all about me now. So God knows. He knows the end. For a lot of times he doesn't let us get to a certain point because he knows that you're going to be lost. So
but I think
the
that
more
you're
going to trust in him.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I think that also, I don't think that God would deprive you. If you're out there being aggressive, going after trying to put something away, I don't think God would deprive you if you, you know.
Oh, I definitely agree. I agree with that.
Uh-huh.
I agree. I'm just saying that we don't do it on our own. Sometimes we don't use the wisdom that God has given us, and we just live in from paycheck to paycheck rather than putting something aside. We just spend. We're just a spendthrift because we have it now. I have it now. I'm just going to spend it all. But put some aside. And then when 50 years down the line, you should have some money to sustain you a little bit, to keep you going a little bit.
I agree with you. Willie, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a moment. We're going to go to a 321 number, 230. Thank you for joining us this evening. You're
oh, no
on
problem.
Your half
no problem.
Program.
Say hello to Jack for me.
Okay, we will do that, Jack. 321-230, you're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker.
Hi, who do we have with us this evening?
This is Gloria.
Gloria, thank you for joining us. Did you have a thought based on guaranteed success based
on
the Word of God?
I just want to say something on what you just asked, the question why some people don't have, that's been in the church or been not even in the church, what have you. See, we have to look at the fact that, first of all, a lot of us don't do what God tells us to do with our money. Well, first of all, he said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so bringing all the tithe into the storehouse means whatever we have in way of income, we're supposed to give God one-tenth of our money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then some people work hard and never have anything, and the reason for that is because God said the poor you'll always have with you, with
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be some of us poor that will never have, regardless of what we have, what we make. You know, there are a lot of people I know of that has gotten out of there and worked real, really hard. And then you have to look at society, too, and realize that society won't let certain people get certain ways, I mean certain places where they should be. There's
well,
a holdback.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that Jack, Willie made a good point. He said, hello, give a shout-out to Jack. We'll do that. I think that Willie made an interesting point where it's not God's fault. I mean, if you make $10, put away $1 so that when you are older, you can have something to live off of. So I think that when God made the statement or Jesus made the statement that the poor you'll always have with you, because there would be those people who would not even apply themselves. He said that a man that doesn't work will not eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it becomes up to us to put away something, like Willie said, put away, if you make $10, put away $1. You know, use what God has given you. And I think that that's what makes all the difference. Willie, give me your thoughts on that in 10 seconds or less because we're running out of time.
I agree with you wholeheartedly and all. And some of those things that Gloria was saying, I was agreeing with as well. But I think what you said was perfect. You know, as you work, if you don't work, then you don't eat, or you shouldn't eat. And then we should put away some time, some money for a rainy day because there's always going to be rainy days.
All right. And then, Gloria, we're out of time. We want to thank you and Willie both for joining us on tonight's broadcast. And I trust that you all will tune in again on next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. And I hope that you all will give consideration to even becoming subscribers to the publication that comes out February 24th. All right, so I say to all of my listening audience, until next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, or next Friday, your half-hour inspirational program, I say to all of my listeners, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.
Okay.